Bezat Hashem, we're going to learn today Chot Tzitzit, Halacha Zer Tzitzit. Today we're the Shiur till 2:30. At 2:30 there's the Rav that comes to give Pirkei Avos.
So
comes? Yeah. Comes every week. He gives from 2:30 to 3.
Oh, the Russian guy, right?
Not the Russian, he's American.
Yo.
Yo.
Oh, yeah.
Because
somebody teaches downstairs and moved upstairs.
He gives a shiur in Russian, recorded.
What time?
Huh?
What time's the Russian shiur? You got a Russian that gives a shiur downstairs?
Not Yehuda.
Not Yehuda, the older guy. No, you were filming this guy, man.
Yeah, but Tuesday.
On Tuesday, yeah. No, usually it's down in the shul.
Because
they could have... So we're going to start Yichot Tzitzit. From Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, his yotzer is next week. On Yom Shishi, I think. Chafei is Yom Shishi, right? Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Big zchut to go to his keva also. And we're learning halachot, Vod Hashem should be, of course, the Inu Nishmasa and the Inu Nishmasainu. We should also have upgraded on the Shams. Ma'alat mitzvah tzitzit, the advantage of the mitzvah of tzitzit. In English you say fringes. No, something like that? Just say tzitzit. The strings that come out of the four garment clothing. Four cornered garment. Katav HaRambam, the Rambam writes, וזה לשונו, reading the Rambam now, אף על פי שאין אדם מחויב לקנות לו תלית ולהתעטף בה כדי שיעשה בה ציצית, even though a person is not obligated to buy ציצית and to be wrapped in a ציצית, to put a ציצית, to put it on, he's not obligated at all. אין ראוי לאדם חסיד שיפתור עצמו ממצווה זו. A pious man is not fit that he will exempt himself in this mitzvah. Rather, he should always make an effort to put it to where it's a tzitzit in order to do this mitzvah. And especially at the times of the tefillah, of the prayer, you put it to where tamid. And gnai gadolu tamidei chachamim palu min hatupim. It's a big disgrace for tamidei chachamim daven if they would have the tzitzit. And the Rav Eliyahu adds, and in our generation, for every Jew, it's a disgrace if it doesn't have a tzitzit. So, have a mitzvah to wear a tzitzit. Rambam. Rambam. Hmm? Rambam. Ma?
Okay.
Shmonim. Okay? It's a big mitzvah. Okay, fine, we're not obligated for the Torah to do it, but it's like telling a person, listen, there's $1 billion sitting in the corner, you're not obligated to take it. Really not obligated, you're running to take it, right? So a person's so easy to do this mitzvah. So easy! What are you wearing, an extra piece of clothing on you? Makara! So easy to keep this mitzvah, you can be wrapped with this mitzvah, it's a huge mitzvah. It's protection, it's your shachpatz, you understand in English. What the soldiers wear when they go to combat, the vest. It's a ceramic vest. It's better than a ceramic vest. There's a famous story from a guy. Nachshoni his name is. He went off the derech. He wasn't so religious, but tzitzis he always wore. He was very makpid. And once he was in a terrible car accident where the engine was ripped up from its place and fell onto him. He was basically thrown into the back seat. He was critically, clinical death. He was dead for 13 minutes, 17 minutes, 23 minutes, 30 minutes, I think the story is. But there was no air. There was the pipe of the air was plugged up with blood to go into the lung. And someone came off the bus with a, Kitzel, someone came with a pen and did the, could do an operation. Tore it open, Kitzel. He was saved, his life was saved. But he says, every bone in his body was broken, everything was destroyed. But where his tzitzis was, that's where the engine, a boiling hot engine from a car, went on him, and where the tzitzis was protected, not even a burn. True story. The guy's alive today. He's walking around. Walking around. Doctors can't believe it. But yeah, he was saved. But he didn't become Haredi or something because of that. But he became very, very Obed Hashem. Very strong, serving Hashem. And the mitzvah this is a protection. It's a protection also spiritually for Shmirat Ha'Einayim and for Kedusha, Kedushat HaBrit, like Rabbeinu writes. And also Mamash, a physical protection. So it's worth it to keep this mitzvah. Le'olam Yadam Zahir Mitzvah Tzitzit. A person should always be careful with Mitzvah Tzitzit. Because the Torah makes it equal, compares it to all the mitzvahs of Hashem. Like it says in the Pasuk, we say every day, 3 times a day, you should see it, you remember all the mitzvahs of Hashem. So it's, if you remember all the mitzvahs of Hashem, it's like it's all the mitzvahs of Hashem. So it's worth it. Put on tefillin. And besides, the Rambam writes that, like this, Amru Chachamim Rishonim, the first Chachamim said, the early Chachamim said, anyone who has tefillin on his head, and on his arm, and tzitzis on his clothing, and has a mezuzah in his house, Mukhzaku Shelo Yechta. Chazaka that he won't sin. Because why? Because he has a lot of things to remind him not to sin. Right? A person, when he wears tefillin, he doesn't go now and watch movies. Even if he goes and watches the movies, he takes off the tefillin before. He won't go with his talis and tefillin to the movies, right? So, it protects a person, right? A person thinks of Hashem, it causes him to think of Hashem. They used to wear tefillin all day. So today, some people wear tefillin all day. A lot of people wear it if they sit and learn, so they wear it during the learning. Because they could, the main thing is you have to know that you can guard your thoughts, and when you're learning, you're just thinking of learning. You have to know you can guard your body, not to pass gas and stuff like that, which is a su when you have tefillin on you. Okay. Also, the Shulchan Aruch adds, right, in Sima Chav Dalet, a person who's careful with mitzvah tzitzis, he merits to see the face of the Shechina. I don't know what that means, but I didn't merit to see that yet, but not Hashem as well. Tzitzit, the gematria is, tzitzit is 600. It's very easy to calculate. Tav is 400. Then you have 90 and 10, 90 and 10. Tzadik Yud, Tzadik Yud. So it's 100, 200. So you have Tav, another 90 and 90. How much is that? 380. And Yud and Yud, you have 400. You have 600. So 600 is the tefillin, is tzitzit. Another 8 strings. In each corner, another 8 strings, another 5 knots on each corner. Okay, so 5 and 8 is 13. So you have how much? 613. To remind you that the tzitzit is to remind you of all the mitzvahs, the 613 mitzvahs. Every tzitzit has the 5 ties. So before a person, he puts on talit gadol, he does mitatef, he wraps himself with talit gadol, the talis that we wear in the morning, a shawl. I read like that. Prayer shawl, so a shawl, right? Prayer shawl. Kitzo talit, he has to have in mind, lekayem mitzvat aseh, I'm going to fulfill now a mitzvat aseh, that Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded me, commanded us to wear tzitzis with clothing with tzitzis. Right? So remember all the mitzvahs of Hashem. Again, it's very chashuv. There's a special Hashem yichud to say before. You could say it. It's a very nice tefillah to say that all my prayers and I should be saved from all the troubles. All my prayers should be saved from all the chitzonim, from all the extra outside forces. Every sitter has this prayer before you put on tzitzit. It's a good prayer to say. It's very good. I try to say it every day. It's very nice to say it. And you have a problem in English and translation. You have to say it in Hebrew. If you say it in English, it's fine. There, that prayer is amash. It's, if you don't speak the Hebrew, it's good to say it in English. No problem. You say it in Hebrew. Huh? Before the talit. Before you put on talis in the morning. It's a very nice story to say. Alright? In the fourth film, yeah, but that's how we're learning the mitzvah tzitzit. That's why this went to the tzitzit. Now, people who put on tzitzit, talit, yeah, we wear talis, yeah. We don't make a bracha on the talit katan. We don't make a bracha on our tzitzis. Okay? We say bracha on the talit gadol, and we have in mind also the talit katan. No?
If I remember all correctly, Chacham Ben Zion, Abba Shaul, said that when a person gets stressed and goes on a sleep time, you should make it for a call.
So if it's morning, if it's there.
Most people get stressed in the morning. It's a little time. You want to under your shrine? The reason being one that you remind yourself, you mikdash yourself with the bracha, and two, you want to make 100 brachot every day.
So you could add another one then.
Add one. That's one of them. Make sure you get to the 100.
Stand on.
It's a different bracha.
It's a different bracha. But what he does say, when you put it on, you should for momentarily put part of the thing on your head, and then straighten
it. So it's like a itatfut. In the head.
So you're covering yourself.
Right? What bothers you?
I don't ever say it.
He said the point I've been seeing the kids say.
Something like that.
Because he used it from childhood, that's why.
Right. Don't worry about it.
I wear it at night. I know that can make a profile.
Oh, where's it? I have a second one for night. That way.
No, I get up.
Yeah.
I wear my tits of the day, but it's night time. You can't make a profile.
If I don't put it on.
No. You mean when you sleep?
I get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I put on tzitzis.
Ah.
I cannot make a bracha on it. Still to make a bracha. What? Instead, if you're wearing, if you're already wearing it, it's a bayah.
You take the tzitzis
out the corner, wiggle them, and then you're done. Is it how you say the bracha? You say leidatef batzitzit or betzitzit. According to Sfaradim, you say betzitzit with a pair of tzitzis. In Ashkenazi we say bat tzitzit. Right? In this pair of tzitzis, bat tzitzit, azot. What? No, baze be ha tzitzit azot. Ha. Is it with this is it, or he commanded us to wrap it up with tzitzis? With the tzitzis or with tzitzis? That's why they say with tzitzis, and we say with the tzitzis. So, machloket. Okay. Now, very important. Every mitzvah is like this, every bracha, we always have to make sure to make the bracha as close as possible to fulfill the mitzvah. Right? You're not gonna do a moitzi, and then go look for the bread, and bring it to the table, and no, you're gonna do a moitzi when you're holding the bread, right? You're not gonna, put on tefillin, you say the bracha, then now start opening the tefillin, and rolling it all, no. You put the tefillin on your arm, and before tightening, that's when you make the bracha, as close as possible. The bracha should be as close as possible to the action. So too with the talis. Okay. So too with the talit. Talit also, you open it up before, and then you make the bracha. Not to keep it in the bag, and then make the bracha, and then take it out, and then start opening and checking the tzitzit. No, you take it out. When you're ready to wear it, you make a bracha, and then you wrap yourself in as soon as possible with the talit. And we wrap ourselves with talit standing up, also with tzitzit. We do it standing up. The mitzvah is standing up, unless a person is sick, or he's old, and he's weak. Okay? So then, of course, you can do it also sitting down. It's not an avira. But techatchila, if you're able to stand, so stand and wrap yourself with the talit. Don't do it sitting down. Okay. Now, if I took the talit, and I said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kidishanu Be'etzonu, Al Mitzvat Tzitzit. And I wrap myself. Oi, it's a talit, we say Lidatef, to wrap ourselves. You don't do another bracha, you're Yoytze. B'diavad you're Yoytze, but the Chatchila not to do that. Because Chazal gave us a certain bracha to say, so we say it, but... Okay. Now, if a few people are going to put on talit, one could say bracha, and everyone answers amen, and he has them in mind, or he has them in mind to be yotzer, and they can wrap themselves without a bracha. Also, it's good if you each one makes his own bracha. Okay. Now we know that in a new garment we make a special bracha shechiyanu. Shechiyanu. If a person wears a new talis, he wore a new talis for Shana, and he wore it, and he forgot to say Shechiyanu. Let's say, can. The next day he said, oh, I forgot, he didn't say Shechiyanu. Sorry, my friend. Shechiyanu is only for the first time. You didn't say Shechiyanu the first time? You missed it, and so too has to do with everything with Shechiyanu. Now I'll tell you a story about Shechiyanu. I read it this morning, a really nice story. It was 100 years ago, in Shrine. It was the time of the Turks were here, Turks. Okay, more than 100 years ago. 100 years ago, they left already. The years are coming up. 1917, they weren't here anymore.
Right, it is not.
So, they were fighting at this time, Kitzel. They were fighting from all directions.
A few more years.
Kitzel, about 100 years ago, about. The situation here was very, very, very bad. People were very poor. Of course, there was no jobs. And most of the Jews, they lived off of donations from other countries. Each group had the koilel kibyachol, and they sent messengers to Iraq, into Turkey, into Europe, and to collect money for the Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. There was a guy, a young Avrech, and he took upon himself this mitzvah of Shechiyanu. He loved it very much. And every time he had an opportunity, he was going to make Shechiyanu. But the problem was, it wasn't like today where, you have extra $500, you go buy yourself a nice suit. A new garment didn't exist. Only thing to make a bracha on Shechiyanu is either on a chag or whatever, on the mitzvahs, or on a new fruit. But who had money for new fruit? Who sold new fruit? There was one guy in the old city, an old Arab guy. He had a special store, fruit store. And he had always very interesting fruits, special fruit. Chutz La'aretz used to bring it to him, and the only people who bought there the fruit, it was very, 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 very expensive. The only people who bought the fruit were tourists, or shagirim, diplomats, right, which had money from the countries, or this guy, this Jew, this very poor Jew. He came, he said, listen, every time you have a new type of fruit, you save it for me, I'll come on Friday, I'll pay everything, don't worry, whatever he has. He loved the Shechiyanu, he loved the bracha of Shechiyanu. He loved praising Hashem, blessing Hashem. This Arab told him he's a crazy man. So one time the Arab told him, he got friends with him, he told him, you know, I know you're very poor, I see every time you come with your pennies and you're paying, you know, counting 10 agarot, 10 agarot, until you have the right amount of money. How come you're doing this? He says, look, he looked into the back of the store, picked up a barata, a tile, and he showed him, look, I'm rich. I have a lot of gold coins over here. Understand? I'm very rich, and I don't buy this fruit. I wait till the price goes down. At least wait till the price goes down. Why buying it when it's brand new? When the price is so high, wait another week, another 2 weeks, it'll be cheaper. You buy it. He didn't tell him anything, so where is he going? What is he going to understand? A bracha, you know? So, next time he comes, the store was closed. You understand what? He asked this. Kids of the guy, with Pagel, he died. And his kids were all, his children were Melumadim, were Maskilim, were very wise people. And they say, well, we're gonna have a store like this. They put up a sign, they want to sell the store, and of course they did not know that their father had the coins over there. And he found out how much it was, and it was pretty cheap. Because they wanted to get rid of it, they were embarrassed that even they have a store like that. So he took loans, this, because he knew he has the money over there. I don't know if it was legal or illegal to do it, but that's what he did. And he bought the store, and he became very rich. Is it fair or not fair that he did it? Is it mutar or asur? I have no idea, but.
Why is it
this? If it was from a Jew, maybe he had to say that there was money over there, but Arab, maybe not. Anyways, story about Shechiyanu.
Can I ask a question about that?
I do not eat fruit.
You don't eat fruit?
Yeah. So if I had
you don't apple, like fruit?
Juice.
What? Fruit juice. Juice.
But if I had a plum, an apple, a peach, a pear, and an orange, and I ate them each, I say a shekel for each one.
If they're all in front of you, say one shekel.
Okay, but during the course of the day.
Yeah, you can say a few shekels. You can have today a plum, in the afternoon something else, tomorrow morning something else. It's not in front of you. Yeah, but only, not every fruit you say shekhiyanu on. Only fruit that, no, even if you never had it, you don't say shekhiyanu. Only the fruit that renews itself every year. Like apple does not renew itself. An apple we have in the winter, we have in the summer. It doesn't have a season.
Apple only season, but we freeze them.
For you, it's not new, but it's still. The main thing is that for you, it's not new. Only something which is, it's not in the market all the time. For example, oranges. Oranges, even if they are like you see, but you know the difference between an orange that was sitting in the fridge and it's you only for squeezing it, and a fresh orange, a new orange, in the new season, you see the difference. So now you make a bracha. Grapes don't exist half a year in Israel. Right? So, in the chutzlaret, I think you have a shekhiyanu on anything. Watermelon, now it's a only now, it came out a month ago.
Watermelon is
a
isn't it?
Yeah, so now that was a why not?
Oh, okay.
Basically, only a fruit which are special for you and are new, and they renew themselves every season, you could see the difference between them. Apples, you don't know if it's a new one, it's an old one, it's an apple. Yeah, I don't know the difference.
What depends on how long they kept it. It was on the brown side in the coral. Yeah, that's true. From half a year ago.
Also, you know by the price. Mm-hmm.
Can you say the shekhiyanu without eating fruit?
No.
You have to eat
fruit. He must.
Can you have, can you have somebody with you that can eat the fruit? You could say the bracha and somebody else can eat the fruit, but you have to eat the fruit.
He also has to eat the fruit.
I have a question about this. If you want to replace the mungu talib, how do you take the old ones off? Do you unwind them or can you cut it?
You cut them.
You can cut
them. Yeah. Oh. The minhag is not to do with scissors. Wow. The minhag is not with scissors. Why? Because it says that like you do with scissors, but not with the metal scissors. They have plastic scissors. Because the minhag is because tzitzit, it says that they give you a long life. And a knife, he has some shortened life.
So then you
have to do with
a plastic serrated one.
Yeah.
Not metal.
Yeah.
See people make they have glass scissors.
Yeah, glass scissors they have, right?
What about your teeth?
What about your teeth?
Or could you chew it off?
Can you tear?
Can you?
Probably can't.
Very good. I don't know. Never saw anything about it.
It's a rock.
Good. Sakin. Okay. Now, shekhiyanu we say on a new garment, not a new tzitzis. Tzitzis is called the strings which come out. If you just change the tzitzit and you're wearing the same garment, you don't make a bracha on that. You make a bracha only if the garment is brand new. Now, this is halacha, very, very common for us almost every single day. If you go to the bathroom, we'll daveni, we take up a talit. פשט תליטו. אם פשט תליטו, הדעת תחזור לובשה מיד. כמו שנכנסת בית הכיסא, או לטבול טבילה קצרה וכדומה. If a person took off the talit, and he's planning on wearing it soon. He just went to the bathroom, and went to the mikvah a second, or whatever. He's planning on wearing it. Very short. So now, there's a few halachot. If he's going to put it right away on, so of course, he doesn't make a bracha. But, if it's for a long time, okay? What's a long time? Enough time that he has Nesech Hadas, he's busy with other things, and this and that, then he will make a bracha again on the talit. Right? It's not that he's having this in mind. I have this in mind, I'm just going in to take a shower, but, okay? Not a long time, he's going in, 10, 15 minutes, I'm coming out, he'll make a bracha. But if I take it up, and I went now, I'm walking, I went to learn for an hour with a friend, I come back, I want to put it back up. So make another bracha. Another time you'll make a bracha, you also make a bracha if it's a different talit. If you wear a talit, You took it off, you want to wear another talit, you make a new bracha. Another talit, a new bracha. Each talit has its own bracha. Okay? Bracha. No? If you're with that, yeah. If it's a new talit for you that day, yes? Am I? I don't know. If you put them on at the same time, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. How many do you have? Right? He had a lot of sets that he told me.
72.
So he makes a bracha, I think, for each and every one of them?
I know that. It's
very interesting.
Why would we wear that? They're all different fabric. There's different fabrics and different ways of talking about with blue, without blue. The Kevin, not the Ramam, not the Sani, not the Sani, not the Sani. All different combinations.
Would it make a difference if you took one off and gave it to somebody who didn't have a pair on it?
Fortune is the one who gets the talit from the Mohammed Sikh like that.
I'm sure if anybody would ask him for a pair, he would have. He had a good reason for it.
Now it's not halakha, general halakha, every. I'll say regarding talit, but it's regarding every mitzvah. First, he made a bracha on the talit. And then he sees a friend of him, oh, Nishma, then he wraps himself. Sorry, my friend, you have to make another bracha. Every bracha, you must do the action immediately. If you do not do that, it's bracha levatala. If you do not do the action, we learned it also regarding checking the chametz. The person, if you're checking, he's taking the bracha, and he doesn't start checking the chametz, he starts talking with someone, he has to do the bracha again. The tshuva also. Okay, so not to stop at all. Not to stop at all. You say the bracha, wrap yourself with the talit. Ken?
You have some words for
what?
Because if you were teaching, you found the concern of shuls with a voice somewhere, they're committing to teaching the bracha and they put it on and they wear classes and session, mm-hmm. But they have to wear yarmulke, they wear that.
The talit, yeah,
it makes a.
Yeah,
it's just something else for them to say to look at.
There's another halacha, very important halacha. If your talit falls off in the middle of the davening, you did not realize, you suddenly just, well, you have to say a bracha again. If it's a little bit on you, you don't have to say a bracha. If you grabbed it, it's fine. Okay? Machloket how much, if all of it fell off, a little bit, if all of it fell off, you say a bracha. At least according to a lot of poskim. Maybe some poskim, I know that they're leaning to that. You say a bracha. Fell off me without you realizing. Not when you were doing something and then you did something weird and no doubt like you were trying to put something on, you were putting stuff back and then it fell off. No, you don't say a bracha because you didn't have hesech hadas from it. But if you were davening, whoop, and it fell off, that means you had hesech hadas. And you have to say a bracha. Say a bracha?
Okay. If you did
a Shabbos
afternoon, you did your
talks. Shoel talit. If it's a talit of the shul, yeah. If it's a talit of the shul. If it's from the shul, yeah, he has to make a bracha. If it belongs to a friend, he doesn't make a bracha. So to make a bracha, even only if he gives it to you like a matana, not like he gives you the gift.
It's like a
lulav. Yeah, it's yours. So the shuls, every shul, if the shul owns the talis, you also own the talis. Because what do you mean the shul owns the talis? It belongs to the people in the shul. You're also right now in the shul, so it's also yours. That's why you make a bracha. You can make no problem making a bracha on the talis. Of the shul. Yeah.
You're not supposed to give gifts on Shabbos.
Hmm?
I thought you were supposed to give a gift
on Shabbos. It wasn't on Shabbos, it was on Monday.
So,
another halacha, if in doing shmoneser your talis fell off, the halacha is, you can't do anything in doing shmoneser. Your talis fell off, you have to leave it on the floor. Your sitter fell, you can't bend down and pick it up. Yeah. Can, unless you don't know the davening by heart, it's a different story. Klum. And you're not there with her, you're in Shammai. You don't do anything in doing shmoneser. Alright, some people do it. Usually if someone else will finish having it ready, he'll pick it up. He'll you gotta go in front of you for that. Yeah. I once asked Avelgo that I wanted to go to the bathroom. People are standing in front of the says, first of all, it's a ma'aval. There's a lacha. If someone's davening in a passageway, you're allowed to go in front of him 100%. It's his own problem. It's his problem. Why is he davening over there? He's davening on the side. It's his own problem. And second of all, he said, holding in when you have to go to the bathroom is the worst avera than passing in front of someone. So anyways, your talis fell off in the middle of davening, middle shmoneser, you can't pick it up. Someone sees it, he runs over, picks it up, puts it on you. After shmoneser, you have to make a bracha. He mashmesh b'tzitzit, he touches the tzitzit, and he makes the bracha. So, that was halachot, Baruch Hashem. And now we're learning